KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, topping the news today. Facing a relatively short agenda, the Amador School Board has approved a new cooperative agreement with the County Behavioral Health Department for the provision of new mental health services for the district students. Meeting Wednesday night, the board approved the agreement that will bring 3 social-emotional school counselors and 2 mental health school therapists into the school district. The new personnel will be able to provide a level of mental health services that traditional school counselors cannot. The program will be paid for with a grant from the State Mental Health Student Services Act, which will provide $1.7 million to fund the program for a period of 4 years.
Well, the Amador Planning Commission seated a new member this week following the resignation of District 5 Commissioner Zachary Kendrick and approved an Ione area lot split. The Board of Supervisors voted to appoint Mark Bennett to the County Planning Commission following his nomination by Supervisor Onetto, but not without objections. Normally, such appointments are routine, but this one removed from the consent agenda due to public comment. Amador Vintner's head, Jack Gorman, and several others objected to Bennett's appointment due to geography. Bennett lives in Pine Grove, and traditionally, the District 5 Commissioner has lived in the Shenandoah Valley. Well, Onetto defended his pick. The appointment was approved on a 4-1 vote, with Supervisor Axe the only no vote. Bennett took his seat at the Planning Commission Tuesday night. The commission quickly went to work by rejecting a proposal to change their meeting time, then approved a lot split, creating 2 new parcels on a property outside Ione.
While the CDC reports 49 states are currently experiencing high COVID-19 transmission, California is the lone state in the union with only a substantial transmission rate. California's Department of Public Health argues that an estimated 70% of eligible Californians are now fully vaccinated, which has helped better fend off the arrival of the new Delta variant. An additional 8% are partially vaccinated. Now, vaccination rates in the more rural areas, like the Mother Lode, are lagging behind the state average. CDC lists Amador and Calaveras counties with a high transmission rate, while many of the more populated areas of the state are substantial, allowing for an overall better state ranking. According to the latest figures, 47% of those eligible in Amador County are fully vaccinated, and 49% are in Calaveras County. Now, a COVID vaccine pop-up clinic will be held today from 9 to noon at Pokerville Market in Plymouth and on Friday from 10 to 2 at Payless Market in Pioneer. Pfizer, Moderna, and the single-dose Johnson & Johnson will be available. In Calaveras County, residents can sign up for the vaccine by going to the myturn.ca.gov website.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office marijuana team recently eradicated an estimated $1 million worth of illegal marijuana from illegal grows. The first raid on Paramé Road and Railroad Flat. There, deputies seized 107 growing marijuana plants, estimated value over $74,000. Then just 2 days later, a search warrant on Roden Lane in West Point discovered a residence converted for indoor marijuana cultivation. There, deputies seized 971 growing plants. Then, a week later, a raid on a property off Quartz Mountain Road in West Point netted 371 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $259,000. This site previously eradicated in April of this year. At that time, 612 growing plants were eradicated. Then a day later, 2 raids conducted, one on Berkesey Lane in Valley Springs, which turned up 393 growing plants, 24 pounds of processed marijuana, estimated value over $542,000. The second on Andreas Drive in San Andreas, or Andreas Vista Drive in San Andreas, deputy seized 54 growing plants worth about $70,000. Sheriff officials say evidence was collected at all these scenes, all still under investigation. Anyone with a tip regarding an illegal marijuana grow can call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And the first meeting of the 2021 Tri-Cities Citizens Police Academy is scheduled for this evening. This program, sponsored by the Ione, Jackson, and Sutter Creek Police Departments, is a no-cost, 9-week program that is designed to give people an overview of the criminal justice system. The program offers those attending an opportunity to consider how police officers perform their duties, their responsibilities, and how law enforcement serves our communities. Classes are taught by trained law enforcement personnel and other professionals who are highly respected in their field. The program is not designed to prepare students to be police officers, nor to provide job-specific training. Meetings will be held on a rotating basis at the Ione City Council Chambers, the Jackson Civic Center, and Sutter Creek Auditorium, Thursday evenings, 6:30 to 9, starting tonight through November 18th. Applicants must live or work within the Ione, Jackson, or Sutter Creek areas and be at least 18 years of age. For more information, contact your city's police department. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.